Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be talking about how to get a new veterinarian job and grow your career in 2024. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Now, Stacy, this is our final podcast episode of 2023. Is that why you chose this particular topic?
Yes, that is one of the reasons why, but I also wanted to share some insight into what people can do in the new year to help themselves grow their veterinary career.
Now, is this podcast episode specifically about a person's veterinarian career, or does it also pertain to the animal health industry?
Well, good question, Caleb. So we will talk mainly about the veterinary profession, but a lot of what we will talk about can also be applied to the animal health industry.
All right. So where would you like to begin with getting a new veterinarian job or growing your veterinary career?
Well, I would like to start with growing your veterinary career mainly because getting a new veterinarian job is part of growing your career.
So in essence, you can grow your veterinary career in multiple ways, and one of those ways is by getting a new veterinarian job in 2024. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely right, and that's a great way of putting it, Caleb. And our first step in growing your veterinary career is staying informed and embracing technological advances.
So why is this important?
Well, the animal health industry and veterinary profession are evolving rapidly with innovations like telemedicine, wearable devices, and advanced diagnostic tools. Staying informed ensures that you remain at the forefront of these developments, which is important for career growth.
So how can professionals stay informed about these things?
Well, multiple ways, including by attending conferences and webinars, engaging with online veterinary communities, and joining professional organizations. Veterinary conferences and webinars provide opportunities to learn about the latest trends and connect with industry experts. Engaging with online communities and joining professional organizations fosters continuous learning and expands your network. It is about staying connected to the pulse of the industry.
Well, that all makes sense. What is your next step for growing your veterinary career in 2024?
Well, the second step is pursuing continuing education and specialization. Veterinary medicine is dynamic, and continuous learning is key to staying competitive. Identifying areas of interest and pursuing relevant courses or certifications not only enhances your skills, but it also demonstrates a commitment to providing the best care for animals.
So how can professionals go about pursuing specializations?
Well, professionals can specialize in a specific field such as dentistry. You can also explore reputable institutions offering advanced training in specialized areas. In addition, attend workshops or seminars focusing on emerging fields like regenerative medicine and genomics. Specializing sets you apart and opens up new avenues in your career.
And so what is the third step on our list?
Well, the third step is building a strong professional network. Networking is a powerful tool for career advancement. I recommend connecting with fellow professionals, mentors, and industry influencers. You can also attend conferences, join online forums, and participate in social media groups. Strong professional relationships can lead to collaborations, mentorship, and exposure to new ideas.
What about professional organizations like the American Veterinary Medical Association? How can being part of organizations like the AVMA enhance professional growth?
Professional organizations provide resources, networking events, and access to the latest research. Joining them enhances your visibility within the field and provides opportunities to stay updated on industry trends.
All right, so what is the fourth step for growing your animal health or veterinary career in 2024?
The fourth step is enhancing your communication and client relationship skills. Beyond medical skills, the ability to communicate clearly with clients is essential for building trust and ensuring compliance with treatment plans. Investing in communication skills strengthens the bond between veterinary professionals and pet owners.
So how can professionals enhance their skills in these areas?
Well, multiple ways, including by attending workshops or courses focused on client communication, empathy, and conflict resolution. Look for workshops offered by reputable institutions or through industry conferences. Investing time in honing these skills is a worthwhile commitment for the success of your animal health or veterinary career.
Speaking of which, what is next in terms of growing a person's animal health or veterinary career?
Our fifth step involves leveraging social media and your online presence. A strong online presence enhances professional visibility. I recommend utilizing social media platforms to share educational content, engage with your community, and showcase the human side of your practice. It positions you as an authority in your field.
So what kind of content should professionals share on social media?
Share informative content such as videos or podcasts. However, be mindful of ethical standards and patient confidentiality. Review content carefully before sharing and ensure it complies with industry regulations. It's about balancing visibility with responsibility.
And can a person also share blog posts and articles, including ones that they've written?
Yes, absolutely. Just be sure to be mindful of the same things that you're mindful of when it comes to other forms of content.
All right. So what is the next step in growing a person's animal health or veterinary career in 2024?
The next step is volunteering and giving back to the community. For this step, I recommend looking for local animal shelters, rescue organizations, or community events where you can offer your veterinary services. You can also organize or participate in veterinary outreach programs. To do this, reach out to local organizations or events and express your interest in volunteering. It is a rewarding way to contribute to animal welfare and connect with others who share similar values.
Now, Stacy, I believe we have one more step for growing a person's animal health or veterinary career in 2024. And what would that be?
Well, the seventh and final step is a critical one. It's prioritizing work-life integration and self-care.
And why is this one so important?
Well, veterinary professionals often face high levels of stress. Prioritizing work-life integration and self-care is critical for preventing burnout and maintaining long-term career satisfaction. Two strategies that you can utilize are mindfulness practices and regular exercise. It's about making a conscious effort to integrate these practices into your routine. Whether it is taking short breaks, practicing mindfulness, or engaging in regular exercise, these activities contribute to overall well-being. And now that we have discussed the ways to grow your animal health or veterinary career in 2024, I'd like to move on to how to get a new veterinarian job in 2024.
And as we discussed earlier, getting a new veterinarian job could almost be a bonus step for growing your career, correct? Because you can grow your career both by getting a new job and by doing things in your current job without getting a new position.
Yes, that is right. The two things that we have discussed so far can be done even if you're not looking for a new job. And of course, you can still do these things in conjunction with finding a new position.
Once again, that makes sense. What steps or strategies do we have for getting a new veterinarian job in 2024?
Well, I have 10 steps or strategies for doing this. The first one is being open to opportunity, which we have discussed before multiple times on the podcast. Being open to opportunity means being receptive to new possibilities at all levels. It involves not only hearing about potential opportunities, but also exploring them thoroughly. Often, people dismiss opportunities without understanding what they entail, hindering their chances of landing a great new veterinarian job. And our second step is related to the first one, and that is being proactive and not reactive.
Can you elaborate on why taking an initiative, taking approach to one's career is essential?
Absolutely. So instead of waiting for opportunities to come your way, actively seek them out. A proactive approach allows you to operate from a position of strength, steering your career in the desired direction rather than reacting passively to external circumstances. It's about taking control of your professional journey.
That is a great answer. All right, what is the next step?
The next step is highlighting the importance of continuous learning and education, which we discussed earlier in today's podcast episode. Not only does investing in continuous learning enhance your skill set, but it also expands your network, strengthening your position in the job market.
Now, Stacey, it seems as though some of the same steps for growing your veterinary career are similar or the same to the steps involved in getting a new veterinarian job. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, that would be fair to say, and it applies to our next step as well, which is networking. Networking plays a crucial role in job searches. While online networking is valuable, building relationships through in-person interactions can lead to unexpected job openings and career advancements. So I recommend making a concerted effort to network throughout the year. It's about who you know as much as it is what you know.
Now, I know we've previously discussed that on the podcast as well. So, what's our next step?
The next step is updating your resume.
What about your LinkedIn profile? Do those two go hand in hand?
Yes, that would be accurate to say. If you're open to opportunity, have a growth mindset, and be committed to being proactive, updating your resume becomes an opportunity, not a task. It's your professional snapshot, showcasing your readiness for new challenges. An updated resume aligns with your proactive approach to securing a new veterinarian job in 2024.
Stacey, how often should a person update their resume and also their LinkedIn profile?
Well, I would say once per quarter. That would be ideal. But I know that not everyone does that or can do that. So I would say once every 6 months at a minimum. The same thing goes for your LinkedIn profile. And if you update them both at the same time, then you don't have to worry about leaving one of them out. And that brings us to our next step,
which is
leveraging technology and online platforms.
What does that entail?
It entails veterinary professionals harnessing the power of technology in their job search. We live in the digital age, so in 2024, utilize specialized job search websites like the Vet Recruiter, social media platforms such as LinkedIn, and professional networks to stay updated on opportunities. Be proactive in creating a strong online presence. Your digital footprint is a key aspect that employers consider. And the seventh step actually dovetails nicely into our eighth step, which is embracing telemedicine.
Why is this skill set becoming increasingly important in the veterinarian profession?
With the continued integration of technology, telemedicine skills are a valuable asset. Embracing telehealth services and platforms makes you more attractive to employers and broadens your career prospects. Telemedicine is expected to become even more prevalent, and the rate of adoption may accelerate in 2024 and beyond.
And this really speaks to diversifying yourself, adding to your skills, and adding to the amount of value that you're able to provide to an employer. Is that right?
Yes, I would recommend that professionals explore and develop new skills in niche areas and pursue specializations. It's about expanding your expertise, whether it's in exotic animal care, behavior modification, or other niche areas. Diversifying your skills makes you a sought-after candidate. With that in mind, set a long-term goal for diversification. It can enhance your career no matter when it happens.
All right, we are on to step nine, Stacey, and what might that be?
Fostering client relationships is step nine, and professionals need strong communication skills and empathy if they're to excel in this area.
Why is that?
Beyond technical skills, great communication and empathy set you apart. Employers often seek candidates with soft skills in addition to their technical abilities. Being a veterinarian who not only cares for animals but also provides exceptional service to pet owners makes you stand out in the competitive job market.
All right, we've reached the end, Stacey. What is our 10th and final step for getting a new veterinarian job in 2024?
The final step is probably one that will not surprise you.
And why is that?
It's building a relationship with a veterinary recruiter.
You're right, I'm not surprised. I know that we've broached this subject before on multiple occasions, but how can professionals establish strong connections with recruiters and benefit from those connections?
Well, veterinary recruiters have access to what is called the hidden job market, confidential job openings that are not publicly advertised. Establishing strong connections with the experienced and reputable recruiters can give you exclusive insights into opportunities that may otherwise remain unseen. It's about building a relationship based upon trust and collaboration.
So, Stacey, we are just about out of time today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes, I'd like to mention that you can't stand still in terms of your animal health or veterinary career. And that's because standing still is akin to falling behind. With advancements in technology, changes in treatment protocols, and shifting client expectations, if professionals are not actively pursuing growth and development, they risk becoming stagnant in a field that demands adaptability and innovation.
And everyone else is trying to get ahead too, right?
That's right. Each day, coworkers and colleagues are trying to progress, exploring fresh prospects, gaining extra skills, and keeping up with the most recent developments within the profession. Those who choose complacency might discover themselves surpassed by colleagues who welcome change and actively seek professional improvement. To put it differently, being static poses a risk. Actively seeking growth is not merely a personal decision, it's a strategic necessary to stay competitive in the job market and grow your animal health or veterinary career in 2024.
Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about how to get a new veterinarian job and grow your veterinarian career in 2024.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, if you are an animal health or veterinary professional wanting to look into new job opportunities in 2024, be sure to check out the hot animal health jobs and veterinarian jobs on the VetRecruiter site. Go to www.thevetrecruiter.com and click on the jobs tab. There you will find animal health jobs and veterinarian jobs. And if you are an animal health company in need of a recruiter to help find top talent for your animal health jobs or a veterinarian practice needing to hire a veterinarian, the Vet Recruiter can help. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you again next week.